Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Might want to retweet the, it's in our Twitter notes. Nature is amazing. It's a woman going after, there's a male peacock.
I did say...
He's
that,
guarding
Todd,
a bunch of eggs. Oh, you already put it up.
I did.
And he takes her down. She throws him off the pile of eggs, and then he comes back.
What's she doing with these eggs, by the way?
She's gathering them up and going to eat them, I assume.
That's so lame, man. Good for that peacock. Good for that peacock. I don't say that too often. Good for that peacock. First of all, she whips it away like a bitch. I mean, she's even treating the peacock bad. Last night.
But he comes back.
Oh, it goes down on her. He just knocks her down, man.
Talons on her shoulder and takes her down.
Yeah.
Don't mess with nature, man.
Yeah, I said Q Todd on that. Check it out on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Yeah. Along with a picture of the teacher that banged a 17-year-old. She was 45, you know. And a picture of the
making the national news.
I'm pregnant. Call me. You put on people's windshields for no reason. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a list here of countries with the curviest women.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm trying to look. They do it by hips.
Yeah.
I thought it was more like ass.
Does that
hips.
Correlate with ass size? I suppose that it does. And if you have 42-inch hips, it doesn't necessarily mean that you just have a curvy ass. You may be just big. But South Africa comes in number one with the average hip size of 41.73 inches.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's 36.
Childbearing hips are not necessarily your ass. You're right.
36, 24, 36. The 36 indicates the hip measurement.
Got it. Okay.
Argentina is next. Sweden, that surprises me, at 40.9.
They're tall women there, too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Nordic women are bigger women. Yeah.
United States, number six, at 40.2. And then they don't go way down the list. I would go curious to see Who has the smallest hips? What country has the smallest hips?
And, well, they do. They're China and India. India's got the smallest ones.
Okay.
Because they're slight women, you know.
Right. I think India's 30,
Japan, too, is pretty
36,
low there.
Yeah. Japan is 37.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised the United States isn't higher on that list. When it comes to girth, we're usually right up there.
Yeah, but...
Aren't we
a melting pot, too, you know, pretty much?
Well, we're working on it. They're doing their squats at the gym.
Yeah.
To try and get that number up.
Yeah, but that's just that doesn't make your hips go wider. It just makes your butt stick out further.
Yeah,
right?
But that would also correlate with the hip measurement. That would give you a bigger hip measurement if you had a bigger butt.
Hmm. Right. Hip.
Yeah, that was a weak one, too.
Yeah, yeah. That was. Yeah. Very real uninspired, though. No, you know, like sometimes you just have to say stuff.
When I yelled out Jill, apparently only one guy yelled Jill's a bitch out there, right? We finally got one guy yelled out Jill's a bitch. I thought it would be...
Yeah, I thought that might be a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tougher one. Mm. Yeah, we don't tell it too often, but it's not one we use. The word Geo doesn't come up that often on the show.
For the advanced listener.
Yeah, that's the advanced listener. So there's a bunch of those on there in our show researcher. Not Matthew, he's there too, but the
Mark.
Guy that does...
Mark.
Yeah, Mark. He had a spreadsheet that was amazing, and he showed up too.
Yeah, Mark was at the meet and greet.
Yeah, there's a ton of people out there.
Wearing a Pop-Tart t-shirt, I think.
And I did run into, I mentioned on stage, too, at the live show, a lot of bad parenting out there. That's why we have a lot of new fans that are younger and over the years. And I met two or three dudes that just said, yep, my dad, bad parent. Because I was in the car every morning hearing you guys, you know. And he was like 20, you know. every morning I'm in the car hearing you guys, you know, so. Big fan.
Listen to the Chode talk, getting dropped off at school.
Exactly. Mess with the Chode talk. All right, that's hilarious. All right. Grilled cheese day we missed on Friday, so do that today.
Yeah, make up for that. Any good excuse to have a grilled cheese.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And SNL was great, in case you missed that. If you got a chance, I know people still bitch about it. I don't like SNL since Eddie Murphy. Ooh. Shut up.
That was some of the worst years.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it is.
Those are people who haven't watched the show.
They haven't watched TV forever, right? I mean, Abby Skit's not a killer, but they killed a lot of them this weekend.
This week was,
and Ryan Gosling is so cool.
They were batting above 80% at least.
Yeah. That dude's got the life.
Or people that get mad because they joke about Trump. They joke about Biden, too.
I know that, but screw them. They joke about Biden,
joke about everybody.
Right.
That's what SNL's done for almost 50 years.
That show has been political since its inception.
Day one. Day one.
Chevy Chase falling over.
Well, there is one group of all those political people that take a little harder, Todd, you know.
Oh, the snowflakes.
In 45 years, yeah, the snowflakes are the Trumpers for sure. And take it from us, we know that since we kind of do the same thing here. But, yeah, they're the worst ones. They're the most bitchy. But it was great. And the SNL skit where I'm not going to give it away, but there's a Beavis and Butthead thing you're going to love. And I like the whisper guy, you know. Trying to get out of getting married. That's funny.
Oh, they cold open with...
And that fall guy looks really good.
Yeah.
It's getting good reviews,
that movie looks good.
Too.
I want to go see that.
Yeah.
And Caitlin Clark was excellent on Weekend Update.
Yeah, that was funny.
She was very cool. Yeah.
That was funny. No, it was top to bottom a really good episode.
Right. Yeah.
Even the musical guest.
Yeah, like I say,
I've zoomed through it, but only because I was
fall asleep.
I had to get through it, but I will leave it on there because Chris Stapleton. First of all, I like his politics. He's a liberal, and it's more old school. It's not that new.
No, it's country rock.
I got dirt on my dirt. You know.
Yeah, no. He's not singing like about his truck.
Yeah, he's not singing about his truck. He's singing about personal feelings, things like that. Right.
Yeah. How many more episodes do they have left this season?
It's usually mid-May, so it's probably maybe three.
I forget who they said next week was.
They're off next week.
Yeah,
like first
Shane
Gillis
wants rerunning next week again.
It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa is musical guest and host on the 4th of May?
Yeah. Nick, what'd you see? The guy that puts up those fake ones. What did he write last week? OJ was a host. Who was
OJ Simpson. And,
who was the band? It was some weird band. It was perfect,
It
though.
Was, yeah, yeah. That dude. I think his name
OJ Simpson was the host.
By the way, I saw a great – somebody made commentary about O.J. dying. You know, we talked about it a little bit last week you don't have to say anything about O.J. Apparently, that's what USC and the Bills did.
Yeah.
They just
Didn't acknowledge
it. Didn't put out a statement at all.
I like that.
Like, nope, now, we're not going to touch it.
I'll tell you the lame one was the Heisman Trophy people
Heisman.
Put one out.
Yep.
But you know what? Then give Reggie his thing back. I know OJ's wasn't money, but Reggie deserves that back.
Yeah, he absolutely
These guys are getting
does.
Paid a fortune out to play the ball, you know.
It was O.J. Yeah. Simpson in Savage Garden, April 14th.
That was it. Savage Garden.
Right.
Yeah, so all the Bills of USA just said, let's let that hang. And that's pretty good for them to do that.
I think that's the move.
Yeah.
That's
and
the move.
I think you're right, Nick. I think the Bills are relieved because he was showing up at games anymore.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be up there in a booth, and you know, somebody let him in their booth at Bills games.
Totally. Yeah. This guy, his name's... Steven Castillo, he'll put up these. He's a writer for Saturday Night Live, but he'll put up the fake cards with the host.
He actually is. Oh, he's a writer? Okay, cool.
March 2nd, he had Lightning McQueen hosting, and the musical guest is the Ying Yang Twins.
Nick, have you watched the movie that is up on, I believe it's Prime, that the Please Don't Destroy guys did?
Yes.
Is it good?
Is it good?
It's okay.
Because I watched
it has its moments. It's pretty funny.
I watched Ricky Stenicki this weekend on
that
your
was funny.
Recommendation.
Yeah, did you like that?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's the one with John Cena and Zac Efron. And it's
What's
a Peter
it about?
It's,
What's
it's
it
a
about?
Peter Farrelly movie, you know, of the Farrelly brothers, so he's got a good comedy history. Zac Efron and his buddies make up this fake friend and they use it as an excuse to go do stuff.
Okay.
And then they actually have to find a way to make him real through the movie and they hire John Cena to play him. And it
I got it. Okay.
Of course, hilarity ensues.
Cena's
after
actually
that.
Pretty funny, man.
And John Cena's job, I don't think it gives too much of the movie away, but they find him because he's like works at an Atlantic City casino as like a masturbation parody crooner.
Yeah.
It's like so he's just singing all these songs about, you know, tossing off
every song.
Atlantic City Casino, I can see that.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. It's if you're looking for a dumb comedy, that one's a good one.
Man, I think those are harder to find. Just the new dick joke, full length feature movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think Netflix is helping that out though. They're starting to make more of those.
Now, this one's on Prime.
This one's on Prime. The streaming service is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and I think
camping one that Adam Devine helped produce, that was super funny.
I think because we watched that one, that it brought me up on the menu, this Please Don't Destroy the Treasure of Foggy Mountain.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I like those guys' sketches on SNL.
Yeah, sketches are funny, but an hour and a half might be a little too long.
Yeah. So is it an R-rated comedy?
I assume.
I think so.
Yes. Yeah. And an hour and 32 minutes.
Perfect.
We'll take that.
Short-ass movie.
Some guy sent us a list of hobbies he sent to me. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Actually, I
they're
agree
all
with
dumb.
Some of those, man. Yeah.
They're all
but
dumb.
He said,
there's 15 of them.
They're all just stuff you do.
Yeah, they're like reading, writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well,
reading's on there. Yeah. Writing
every day.
On there.
I don't consider reading a hobby. But I guess it could be if you read novels, but I don't read novels. I can read crap.
Yeah, if you're reading for pleasure, we rarely read for pleasure. We're hoping to find stuff to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Reading to me is a blast from the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I need to
then there was like DIY projects. I'm thinking that's just doing stuff around the house.
Do yourself it.
That wouldn't be a hobby, you know?
Running. Hiking.
Yeah.
Gardening. See, like, gardening isn't cheap. If you want to set up a nice garden,
I don't think he said cheap. I think he just meant stuff. Good for your brain,
that's
right?
That's what these are. These are, you know, hobbies you can do for next to nothing.
Oh, okay. What I'm thinking of okay,
worthwhile hobbies that require little or no money. And I contend that if you want to set up a nice garden, you probably got to spend a few bucks.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
I contend. Todd's always contended that.
And then you have to find people.
He's determined. He's always had a good statement about that.
And you have to find people at the end of August who want all the tomatoes that you have. But
exactly.
Everybody else has all the tomatoes. And no, I don't need any more tomatoes. And then you're stuck with a bunch of tomatoes that you can't get rid of.
No, I'm good with it.
That is the guy that always drops off tomatoes.
Habanero
right?
peppers.
Yeah. I mean, it gets to be about what? Mid-August or so. And everybody you know, hey, do you want some tomatoes?
No.
I'm done with tomatoes.
Stop giving them to me. Right.
I don't want any more tomatoes.
Learning new languages.
Buddy of mine, who you guys know, ordered Babbel because he wants to retire and bartend in Mexico. And
is it working for him?
he hasn't started yet, and I'm going to keep tabs on him. I'm saying, because keep people say that Babbel is the best way to learn a foreign language.
I've also heard that it's really difficult to pick up a language later in life.
But those programs, the Babbel, Rosetta Stone, they seem to make it easier.
Yeah. So we'll find out. You know, I had 2 years of Spanish in high school, and I suck at it.
Is this one of those situations where if this guy can figure it out, we could figure it out?
Well, I think it's like we're the same brain wave.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah.
About he's about same. As dumb as we are.
And not any smarter, right?
Right.
Right, pretty much the baseline of the four brains I'm looking at here.
If it's who I'm thinking about,
that's... It is him.
We can go through the rest of this list tomorrow because there's 16 of them, and Tyler can make fun of pretty much all of them.
I'm with him on most of them.
Because that's what he does.
What I do.
He makes fun of your hobby.
The stuff you like to do. All right. Once again, coming out for the live show. Appreciate you coming out. That's very nice. Yeah. Todd's okay. People are all worried about Todd being
he's here.
Dead the next day because he was drunk or something like that. Right. He brushed that off
and
nothing.
Sadly, that was not my rock bottom.
No.
You ain't seen rock bottom yet.
Yeah, insanity was your rock bottom. Yeah. John Paul, too, called in, by the way, too. That was very nice.
Big news.
Right. Yeah, Chris Porter and Zach Myers did not.
But Tyler Walsh will be here tomorrow.
Yes, he will.
We can count on that guy.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. And the podcast is up. The live podcast is up. It's not on the Todd and Tyler app yet, Puss. I don't know what the deal is.
I've done what I do.
You said that. I know
the rest of it.
Puss said it's on Apple. Nick said
it's on Apple. It's on Spotify. It's on Pandora. Okay. I know that.
Right. It'll eventually get to the app and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, some of those take a little longer.
Yeah, so check it out.
So check it out.
Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Good night.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.